town, but still loves Jesus. One that's worth the wait, even when she ain't on time. Find you a girl.
FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
All right, it is Friday. That means we need to talk to our guy Mike Clemens, sports reporter here for Civic Media and 98Q. And Mike, good morning to you. And this whole Craig Council thing has just got everybody kind of scratching their head. You know, we kind of feel good for him because he's a nice guy, but then he went to the Cubs. And tell us something. Comfort us a little bit this morning, Mike, if you could.
Well, it's a little rough out there because, you know, in his hometown of Whitefish Bay, north of Milwaukee, someone decided to change the name of Craig Council Park, it's a little park, to something we can't see on the radio. They used some spray paint to do that.
Jeez.
But I'll tell you, Joel, if you told me a year ago at this time, hey, you know what, the top sports story in 2023 in Wisconsin is going to be Aaron Rodgers goes to the Jets, I'm going to say, oh, yeah, right. And what else? Craig Council goes to the Cubs? I mean, come on. What a bombshell. What an absolute bombshell. Here's the timeline. You know, the managers' meetings have been in Scottsdale all week, and this is now where the information is coming out. So Council gets into this season. He loses key players to injury, like Brandon Woodruff, who misses most of the summer with a shoulder injury, and now is going to be out all next year after having surgery to correct that. But still, somehow he manages to get these guys through the waters and to win the division. And there, he was asked a couple of times, respectfully, hey, you know, your contract's up. You know, what are you thinking of doing? Are you going to come back? You know, and when you talk to some of the beat guys this summer, they thought, you know, he's kind of burned out. And he's still got some kids in high school. And, you know, maybe he takes a year off or something. Well, you know what? Managers don't take a year off. you could be soon forgotten about in a year or two's time. So what actually is, you know, after 20 years, Mark Antanasio has owned that team, and, you know, what's he doing right now? He's asking the state for more money to help do rebuilds on the stadium. In the meantime, he has seen Tom Rickards, 57 now, the president of the Cubs. He bought the Cubs in 2009, built up Wrigleyville, got the revenues coming in, changed the roster, built that up, hires Joe Maddon as the manager, Theo Epstein as the GM, and those guys, you know, get the Cubs to a World Series. Yeah. And then, you know, after that time, Maddon and Epstein used to kind of, you know, argue about that analytics stuff, you know, that sabermetrics. And there's a lot of these managers, too, these days that feel like, well, actually, the GMs are getting paid more than the managers.
Okay.
So that's one of the things that I think Council got upset with, was the fact that he also thinks that managers are underpaid. So the word was, this contract, he's going to get it not only for himself, but try and raise the water for all boats, you know, to moving on. Now, everybody assumed that, well, you know, he might go to the Mets because their owner, Steve Cohen, he'll spend anything. He spent $350 million on a bunch of veterans. He fired the manager, cleaned house, hired David Stearns, who had worked for those 7 years with Council. And everybody just assumed that, oh, well, that's probably where he's going to go. Well, actually, those guys worked together, not necessarily that close. And when the first day of free agency started on November 1st, the first to call into his agent was the Chicago Cubs. So, you know, behind closed doors, they worked out that deal, and he got 5 years, $40 million, $8 million a year. That's a little more than what Joe Torre got 20 years ago, and he's got everything he wanted. I mean, he likes that scouting department. He likes that market. Still close to his home in Wisconsin. He's got kids in college in Minnesota. And, you know, the Brewers are just left like they had no clue that this was going on.
Yeah. It just sounded like it was an offer he couldn't refuse, not just the money, but, I mean, it is the Cubs. I mean, there's a certain elevation of, I don't know. It's the Cubs. It's Wrigley Field. So I guess I get it.
And there's a salary cap in the NFL, but somehow Mark Murphy came to Green Bay, kept things going that they had, and got through the Favre thing, got to a Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers, sustained a lot of play, title town, and when he moves on in a couple of years, and they'll have the NFL draft here, and he's got the team in great financial shape. So, what have the Brewers done?
Yeah.
Except been there 20 years in their new stadium and got to a lot of playoffs and made a great hire in Stearns in terms of the roster, build up the scouting team that way. But, Mark Antanasio is going to just always complain, well, we're in a smaller market. We can't afford it. He bought the team for $225 million. It's currently worth $1.4
billion. Yeah. The big question is, when Craig Counsell returns to AmFam Field next year, cheers or booze or a mix?
Booze.
Yeah, you think so, huh?
Yeah, he'll get booed.
Okay, all right. Then they'll warm up to him after a little. He's such a likable guy, right? You've been there. You're in the locker room. You're at the press conferences. He's just a likable guy, right?
He's a smart guy. He's a serious guy, though. He's just the right tempo of, like, we're here to work. It's baseball. It's very long days. It's unbelievably long days. And it's every day. And there's this a whole culture and lifestyle, the way those baseball players are there and playing together. So you've got to be very careful not to get on each other's nerves because you've spent so much time together. But he also gets the best out of people. He's a good mix of the analytics that baseball teams are using now along with old-fashioned gut decisions at the right time. And he's proven himself. He's done more with less all those years in Milwaukee.
Compared to what the Brewers were, yes, he took them up a notch, no doubt about it. Packers-Steelers Sunday in Pittsburgh. Even though the Packers got that win, of course, last Sunday against the Rams, I guess just a win, right? I mean, the Rams aren't very good. So you go to the Steelers now on Sunday. Was that a positive?
All the guys in the locker rooms seem to think so. Yeah. They've got problems on their offensive line. It looks like Jaire Alexander, their top corner, is now got an ankle injury, or no, a shoulder injury, and I don't know if he's going to be able to play, so they're going to have like a really young secondary coming up this weekend. As for the winner over the Rams, I mean, strange. It's like Matthew Stafford injures his thumb, and apparently they don't have a backup quarterback. They brought in this Brett Rippon, mm-hmm. who's the nephew of Mark Rippon, who was the quarterback for Washington. He took him to a Super Bowl in 19.
Well, he wasn't the reason.
For his first game, I thought he did okay.
Yeah.
They ended up cutting him on Tuesday and signed Carson Wentz. So, I guess when you've been to two Super Bowls and got one ring, you've got a lot of job security. So that's the team that they just beat. The team they're going to take on is, got a great defense, led, of course, by Watt, T.J. Watt. But they've got other guys to watch, too. You're going to hear about Alex Highsmith, their strong side linebacker. Mm-hmm. Montrevious Adams, he was a former defensive lineman for the Packers, now playing for them, although he might be questionable. And on the offensive side, their quarterback, young Kenny Pickett, he's got a good arm, still trying to be be consistent with his team. George Pickens is a great prospect at wide receiver. He only got one catch, though, complained about it on Twitter. He said, free me. But their running game, Najee Harris, and then they put in Jaylen Warren last week. Oh, man, this kid's kind of like a bigger built version of Aaron Jones. He's fast, so they're going to be looking to try and stop him. The thing about the Steelers is they don't get off the field very good on third down. They have the long drives, but they're near the top of allowing the least amount of points. They call them a bend don't break defense. And I actually asked LaFleur about that yesterday. I said, is there really such a thing as a bend don't break defense? He said, yeah. If you keep guys out of the end zone from scoring, sure. There's guys that will say, we'll drop back guys. We'll drop back safeties, and it'll be tougher to go on deep passes. And And, you know, we'll let you move the ball to a certain extent. And when you get into the red zone, good luck getting into the end zone.
Yeah, injuries, of course, a big part of when you get the middle of the season. Personally, Mike, I think that this whole – the NFL does not blow the whistle very quick anymore. They allow the pushing, the rugby pushing of the pile at the end of running, and obviously the quarterback sneak and the love shove, the tush-push, whatever. I don't think that's good for football and injuries. I don't think that's good at all. They let these guys really just – a mob of people go at it, like, for 5 seconds.
Yeah, well, you know, when I first saw it, when the Eagles do it, I just thought, that's brilliant. Why don't they do that more often? Because that's technically, that's the way you're supposed to get lower pad level.
Yeah.
And so for those guys to get so down and close, I don't know if anybody's been injured. You know what they're trying to do? They're trying to protect the quarterback. God forbid the quarterback get a bruise, you know, bump a thumb or something. But, yeah, you know, I mean, the Packers found out in a hard way. I mean, you know, they called John Runyon, the right guard, they called offside on him the way he lined up. Like, I've been doing this my whole career. How's this? And it's because the league is trying to crack down on that because they don't like that formation. They think it's somebody could get hurt.
Yeah, just the assist, the pushing from behind, not only on that play but on running plays too. I think that's something that – I'm just not used to. Old school, you couldn't do that. You couldn't push guys from the back.
Well, yeah, as a matter of fact, do you remember Bart Starr and his quarterback sneak in the ice bowl? And there's a famous picture, and you see the running back behind him, Chuck Mercine, with his hands in the air.
Yeah.
And he said, I didn't really know that Bart was going to keep the ball, so I threw my hands in the air to make sure the ref saw, could see I was not pushing him. Yeah. On the quarterback sneak to win the ice bowl. So
yeah. All
here's,
right.
Here's the thing about this game, by the way.
Yeah.
The Green Bay Packers have not won a game in Pittsburgh in 50 years,
since
1970. Mm. And the quarterback then was Bart Starr.
Oh.
Phil Bengston. I mean, Lombardi had been out of town for a couple of years. He had, like, Carol Dale in there, and Ray Nitschke was still playing. And they beat the Steelers that day 20-12. The quarterback for the Steelers, the new coach was Chuck Noll. And he had a kid in there who threw 20 passes, only completed three, threw four interceptions at the Packers, some guy named Terry Bradshaw.
I was going to say, yeah. All right, Mike. Enjoy the weekend. Thank you for joining us. We'll talk to you again next week, Mike.
Thanks, Joe.
You betcha. Thank you. Mike Clemens, he's our sports reporter. He's our guy. He's out and about. He'll be at the Bucs game tomorrow. He will he be at the Bucs game? It's in Orlando. I know he'll be at the Packer game Sunday. And he joins us each Friday morning right here at 9 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Liz Landers. The White House says Israel has agreed to daily four-hour humanitarian pauses to get civilians out of Gaza and aid in. But there were fresh Israeli strikes hitting Hamas targets overnight near several hospitals in Gaza City.
Fireballs shooting skyward, people scrambling for cover. The Israeli bombardment intensifying near two of Gaza's main hospitals where Israel claims Hamas has command posts. And it all comes as the lives of 239 hostages in Gaza hang in the balance. The Palestinian Islamic Jihad releasing video of 77-year-old Hannah Katsir and 12-year-old Yagil Yaakov. The hostages pleading for Israel to expedite negotiations for their release.
ABC's Matt Gutman. West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin announcing he won't seek re-election next year, raising concern a Republican could take the seat while Manchin could become a third-party presidential candidate, hurting President Biden. This is ABC News. The Culinary Workers Union in Las Vegas has reached a deal with the last holdout on the Strip, Wynn Resorts. The agreement averts a strike that was set to start this morning. In Massachusetts, migrant families are flooding shelters, now hitting capacity.
Governor Maura Healey had already declared a state of emergency in August, saying that nearly a third of families the state is housing are new arrivals in Massachusetts. Now with 7,500 families, Emergency Assistance Director General Scott Rice says the shelter system has reached capacity. Starting Saturday, families will be placed on a waiting list for shelter units. Massachusetts also increasing financial incentives, such as rental assistance, to get families out of shelters. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Actor Robert De Niro's production company losing in civil court. Canal Productions found liable for gender discrimination, ordered to pay $1.2 million to De Niro's former personal assistant. She had sued the actor for harassment and retaliation on the job. Liz Landers, ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehow. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Enrollment is up at the Universities of Wisconsin for the first time since 2014. The system is out with its numbers for the first 10 days of the school year. It says there are 1,700 more students enrolled than last year. There are now a little more than 162,000 students enrolled at state universities in Wisconsin. 10 of 13 four-year schools are seeing increases, but enrollment at two-year branch campuses is down again. Officials with the Biden administration were in Wausau this week to praise how they're quickly and aggressively addressing PFAS contamination. Senior Biden advisor Tom Perez went to see the city's new water treatment plant on Thursday. Wausau is set to receive nearly $6 million in federal funds to replace lead service lines. Perez said that mayors across the country should be looking at Wausau to learn how to address the forever chemicals. Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Badgers basketball tonight at the Kohl Center. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Badgers at home tonight against the number 9th ranked Tennessee Volunteers. It's the first time Wisconsin has ever hosted a top 10 ranked team in the month of November. Basketball head coach Greg Gard.
I think every games, practices, film sessions, everything, vets helping younger guys. Our older guys have done a really good job of trying to kind of auto-correcting on the fly, and that'll help us.
NBA, the Bucks losing to the Pacers 126-124, even though Giannis scored 54 points, just one short of his career high. Chris Middleton after the game.
We had some good possessions. Some shots went down. I think the turnovers kind of bit us in the butt a little bit.
NFL, the Packers play the Steelers Sunday in Pittsburgh. Isaiah McDuffie has been making a name for himself at inside linebacker for Green Bay alongside Devondre Campbell. Kenny Clark.
You know, Isaiah coming in, you know, for the guys, and then no drop off.
That's Packers defensive end Kenny Clark. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Cloudy skies expected today with a chance for snow. Daytime highs approaching 35. Northwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast tonight, chance for snow. Lows level off around 24. Highs level off around 38. Tomorrow, cloudy. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Sunday, decreasing clouds by Monday. Highs in the upper 40s. Another look at the short range. High of 35 today. Lows level off around 24 tonight. We should top off around 38 tomorrow. A dusting of snow today. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 32.
We love the new country.
You guys play the new song.
But we also love the songs we know every word to.
You guys are always playing the song I can sing along with.
Thanks for listening.
98 Q Country.
Still talking about that one touchdown. They still win. settle down. Talk about that one touchdown. Raise some kids in red and black. Go Bobcats while the other half of my hometown was in the crowd. They knew the words, they sang them loud. And all I wanna do is make them cry. Cause half of me will always be.
I want a tractor boat on a big blue lake and a brand new truck in my driveway. A lotto ticket worth $1 million and a bigger one on the wall. I want my boys, my team to win, waiting on the radio again. I want what I want, but hey, don't we all?
And All I Need Is You at 98Q Country at 925. Joel here, good to have you with. Some mild weather on the way for you next week. Hanging around that 35-40 mark, it looks like today, tomorrow. We have so much to thank our veterans for. The obvious, so many things, our freedoms and all that stuff. So thank you, veterans. But we also, you may not know this, but we also have our veterans to thank for the McDonald's drive-thru. You didn't know that, did you? You're like, whoa, what, Joel? What did you say? McDonald's is likely the world's most popular restaurant. There's over 40,000 locations spread throughout 100-plus countries. 40,000 McDonald's locations spread through 100-plus countries. The glow of its golden arches, of course, attracting hungry diners around the world. However, in one southern Arizona city, that wasn't always the case. It took installing a special sliding window to bring in tons of patrons, particularly those who wore military uniforms. That's right. The first drive-through window at McDonald's was created in 1975 to serve the armed forces. Sierra Vista, Arizona sits about 20 miles from the U.S.-Mexico border and is home to the Fort Huachuca, probably not saying that right, the Army base there. And while military bases are often good for hosting local businesses, management of the town's McDonald's realized that service members often passed by their McDonald's restaurant without stopping. It wasn't from lack of hunger, uniform, you know, they were hungry, of course. There was a prevention of personnel from going into public places. There was a rule about that, public personnel going to public places on personal business while they were wearing their uniform. So the rule was if they had their military uniform on and they were going into a place, they could not go into a place and do personal business in their uniforms. They had to change out. So soldiers interested in stopping in for a burger, maybe after they were off their shift and fries, had to return home. They had to change their civilian clothes before they could go to get something to eat or whatever they did. So knowing this, the franchise owner of the McDonald's, David Rich, thought up a way that his military customers could skirt the rules, taking inspiration from other restaurants like In-N-Out Burger and Jack in the Box, which were already using the drive-thru. They added a sliding window. Now, it wasn't the first ever drive-thru, but it was the first time McDonald's had used a drive-thru, was to service military personnel because they couldn't come in the restaurant with their military clothes on if they were doing personal business. Very interesting. So thank you, veterans, for the McDonald's drive-thru. I know, it's wonderful.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be a sign that your digestive system isn't working at its best? Taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil fiber powders help promote your daily digestive health using a plant-based fiber called psyllium. The gelling action of this special fiber traps and removes waste so you can feel lighter and more energetic. Metamucil, promoting digestive health for a better you. Learn more at Metamucil.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger. Because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Don Scharf Automotive and Scharf Recycling out of Eagle River would like to honor and salute the brave men and women of our armed forces. You can help our soldiers by donating blood. Your efforts could save the life of a wounded warrior, also possibly a GI coming home. One pint of blood can save up to 3 lives. Be a silent hero. Get out and donate blood for our soldiers. Don Scharf Automotive and Scharf Recycling out of Eagle River, serving the area with pride and integrity. That's Don Scharf Automotive and Scharf Recycling on the air because they care.
Find all of your household tools, supplies, paint, windows, shingles, and more at your do-it-best store, Phillips Lumber and Hardware.
Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote.
Disabled or an elderly Medicare beneficiary with questions about Part D prescription benefits? The Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline is here for you. Ask about saving money on your Part D premium, deductible, and co-pays. Call the Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline anytime. 1-800-926-4862. 1-800-926-4862. Medicare's annual open enrollment runs October 15th through December 7th.
This new country.
I'm a lost cause. Baby, don't waste your time on me. We don't have a future anymore. But there we got history.
I love it.
98Q Country.
How you going?
had to say hello. And I don't mean to bribe her, girl, I gotta know, what is your name? How come I ain't seen you around before? So, you know, I ain't never had a type, having a type takes two. But I know what I like, and you're the only one of you, you're something else. And I know we just never. I wanna introduce you to my kinfolk. Joni on the phone, she'll leave us on the light. I wanna see the way you look up under all those stars. Yeah. You're gonna be the top words, gonna get around. They'll tell you how they thought I'd never settle down out on the porch. Ain't it funny the way things change? I wanna introduce you to my
Q Country.
Rock and
98 Q Country. Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Hubbard's new one called Back Then, right now at 98Q. 19 in front of 10, it's 941. We have, compared to what's coming next week, this is cold, but this is very normal for this type of weather to be on November the 10th. So veterans, we salute you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, veterans. If you see a veteran or you're able to reach out to a veteran and thank them, do so. Tomorrow is the official observance of Veterans Day. We have more great country to come. Our Title Town report previewing the Packers and the Steelers. It's Mike Clemens pointed this out to me this morning. 50 years since the Packers. Since the Packers have won in Pittsburgh. Bart Starr time. We'll talk about that coming up with our Title Town report.
Great food at the Badger's Den Sports Bar and Grill on County Road W in Phillips, Wisconsin. Wing it up at the Den with Wingding Wednesdays. Thursday steak night featuring 16-ounce ribeyes. Friday fish fry with beer battered parmesan, crusted cod. And be sure to stick around for late night happy hour from 8 to midnight with $2 domestics and $5 tall mixers. And house recipe pizzas available anytime at the Badger's Den Sports Bar and Grill on County Road W, where it's never a question of whether or not there's entertainment, but who's playing this weekend. Celebrate Veterans Day at Park Falls Family Restaurant. Our exclusive menu is a flavorful salute to all our heroes. Enjoy a lively ambiance as we honor those who have served. With a year-round 10% discount for veterans, every day is a celebration of their service. Park Falls Family Restaurant in Park Falls, Wisconsin, where every order comes with a side of gratitude.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988, 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Cloudy skies this afternoon with a chance for snow. Highs around 35. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance of snow tonight. Lows level off around 24. Cloudy. Highs level off around 38. Tomorrow, overcast. Dry with temperatures above average Sunday and Monday and highs in the upper 40s. Another look at the short range. High of 35 this afternoon. Lows level off around 24 tonight. We should top off around 38 tomorrow. A dusting of snow today. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 32.
This time of year, cold beer, hot wings, and football.
98 Q Country.
My heart right out my chest.
on Fire, the name of that one there at 98 Q Country. The country hits of today, the classics of yesterday, and we're looking forward to a weekend here that is going to warm up rather quickly. Today, tomorrow, a little cool, but I tell you what, 50s and maybe even a 60-degree day next week on Wednesday. Won't that be something? So, I hope your weekend is great. We've got Bucks tomorrow at 5 o'clock. We've got Packers Sunday with a 10 o'clock pregame and a noon kick. And then next week, we'll be focusing in on deer hunting. Yeah, Deer Hunters Roundup is coming up already a week from tomorrow. I hope you, again, have a great weekend. I'm headed off to the Dells. I'm going to do a little bagging down there. I'll come back Monday with tales of fame and glory and probably not as much money in my pocket as I left because it's being held at a casino. I know. I'll try to be good. Hope you have a great weekend. John St. John making his way in next.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the name brands. Add up to 95% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but for 95% less. It's the same medication, still prescribed by a licensed medical provider, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
Stop by the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce, now in our new office location in the Park Falls Professional Building, located at 154 4th Avenue North in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Tons of savings are available in our fall coupon books on sale now for $20 at the Chamber office and select members. Now is the time to showcase your business in our 2024 Price County Guide with 25,000 books distributed to all our resorts, motels, restaurants, and displayed at Wisconsin area sports shows. And if you are new to the area, contact the Chamber today at 715-762-2703 and let us welcome you and introduce you to all the services the Chamber offers to help your business thrive in northern Wisconsin. Become a Chamber member today.
Today's Title Town Report is brought to you by Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls.
From historic Title Town to our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street, serves up a super bowl of delicious daily specials, including deep-fried chicken every day of the week. Enjoy burger and fries Thursday, Friday fish fry with salad bar. Saturday, look forward to pork and dumplings. Saturday night, get set for a tasty prime rib with salad bar at Jack's Corner Bar, located in our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
From Wisconsin Radio Network Sports, this is the Title Town Report. Now, with the latest from Lambeau, here's Bill Scott.
The Packers are getting ready to face one of the NFL's top rush duos in Pittsburgh's T.J. Watt and Alex Highsmith. The two Steeler edge rushers have a combined 14 sacks already, 9.5 for Watt, 4.5 for Highsmith. Packers quarterback Jordan Love.
Kind of similar rushers. They both like to rush up the field. And he's the same way. He's a really quick. He's got a good get off. So I think just continue to mix up the cadence as best we can will help with that. But like you said, knowing where they're at, being cognizant of my drops, how deep I'm getting, just so, you know, take a little bit of the pressure off them tackles.
J.J. Watt is a sure first ballot Hall of Famer. Packers coach Matt LaFleur said T.J. isn't far behind.
Their body type's a little bit different, but as far as just their relentless pursuit and how they play the game, that's where I see most of the similarities. Both of those guys were force up front. T.J. might be a little slipperier than J.J., but like I said, they both present a ton of problems for an offense.
I'll have more after this.
Many business owners and entrepreneurs today are drowning in unsecured debt and just can't stop incurring more. Business Debtors Anonymous is a 12-step recovery program where you will receive support for doing business and living life without incurring new unsecured debt. Business Debtors Anonymous offers meetings every day where members support one another to help them stop incurring new unsecured debt. You're not alone. Visit helpfordebtors.org. That's helpfordebtors.org.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people.
It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
More numbers for T.J. Watt, who was passed over by Ted Thompson in 2017 and taken with a 30th pick by the Steelers. Watt won Defensive Player of the Year honors in 2021 when he accumulated 22.5 quarterback sacks. With 9.5 sacks already this season, he could be on his way to potentially winning that award a second time. I'm Bill Scott. More reaction Monday from Titletown on the Wisconsin Radio Network.
Hey, it's Fitz, F-I-T with a Z, the host of the Country Top 40. Join me Saturdays at 1 p.m. on 98Q Country.
Show for it. Start forgiving and start getting. Be somebody that's worth it.